Hi. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Crazy Itch Radio with myself, Double D Cherry.
Okay, you are still listening to NPR and not Crazy Itch Radio, but we're going to spend the next few minutes with Crazy Itch Radio. It's actually not a radio station. It's a new CD by the British musical team Basement Jaxx. The Jaxx are extremely popular. Last year, they sold more than 800,000 copies of their CD singles. Music critic Christian Bordahl recently spoke with the Jaxx duo about their latest album and how they made it.
Crazy Itch Radio, tunes for you.
In the old days, when there were real bands playing actual instruments, the producer was a shadowy, behind-the-scenes knob-twiddler. But now that a computer program can sound like any instrument, producers are taking over the music world, as Felix Buxton of the Basement Jaxx can attest.
There's definitely a whole breed of new music. I mean, in America, you've got people like Kanye West and the Neptunes, Outkast. You know, they're all artists in their own right, but they're also all producers who might do a remix, who might DJ somewhere.
Felix Buxton and Simon Ratcliffe are the Basement Jaxx. They met in 1994 at Simon's studio in South London and decided to team up on a project based on the deep house dance sound coming out of Chicago and New York. They quickly turned into one of these newfangled production team come artist. So I asked Simon how two producers go about writing new music.
Quite a lot of songs where we started off with just a chord sequence and it's a very basic beat to write a song on top of, and the singer and us together we'd write a song, get the vocals down, and then when the singer left, we'd strip all the music out because the music we decided was not interesting enough, and we'd basically build a song underneath the vocals.
On Hush Boy, the album's first single, the Jaxx and singer-collaborator Vula Malinga worked on the song's melody over a basic track. But once it was recorded, the Jaxx kept only Vula's vocal and rebuilt all the music under her voice from scratch.
A couple of weeks before the album was cut, we were still working out whether Hush Boy should actually be a Latin salsa song or a slow song or up-tempo.
One of the great benefits of working this way is that you're never limited by your own musical skills or even imagination. You can use anything. How about a little Eastern European gypsy music?
So we took a sample from an Eastern European record and played that out as a DJ track, just as an instrumental, and it seemed to go down really well. So and then we made it into a song. We got Robin, who's actually a Swedish pop star, to sing on it.
And hey presto! Lest you start thinking that the Jaxx producer approach is the paint-by-numbers version of making music, let's be clear that it ain't quite that easy. Not only does it take great technical and musical skill to create these tracks, it takes great songwriting skill to write so many wonderfully infectious pop melodies. Which, after all, is what this album is. Some of the most creative and shamelessly fun dance pop this side of the Thames.
Crazy Itch Radio.
You can hear full-length cuts from the new Basement Jacks CD, Crazy Itch Radio, at our website, npr.org. Christian Bordahl is an independent music critic and a producer at member station KCRW in Santa Monica, California.